This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has perhaps escaped your notice, unless you are a close observer of the regional bank scene, that things have been relatively calm since Silicon Valley Bank and Signature and then First Republic collapsed this spring. Well, that was then. This is now. Moody's has downgraded its ratings on a handful of regional banks, citing interest rate risks and troubled loan portfolios. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, a lot of the problems in banking that surfaced earlier this year, they have not gone away.
One of the big issues that Moody's cited was bank deposits. That's because rising interest rates have put pressure on banks to prevent customers from pulling their money.
In order to keep those deposits, they have to pay more for that.
That's Anna Arsov, Moody's co-head of bank ratings. Deposits first started falling about a year ago. But after banks announced their second quarter earnings last month, Arsov says it became clear that banks' source of funding for loans is still strained.
We believe that the system is relatively stable, but those funding strains will continue.
Moody's also said a lot of regional banks could run into trouble with their commercial real estate loans, since many borrowers aren't earning any revenue from all the offices that are still sitting vacant. Stephen Bigger is a bank analyst with Argus Research.
The smaller banks tend to have more of that local footprint, so that makes them a little bit more susceptible to commercial real estate and commercial office space as well.
Bigger says banks are well aware that some of those loans could go bad, and they have been taking steps to prepare.
Adding more to loan loss provisions and doing more on the credit underwriting to make them less susceptible to future problems in that area.
Regulators have stepped in too, with proposals meant to make the banking sector healthier overall. But Catherine Judge, a law professor at Columbia, says regulators aren't likely to impose any new rules that quickly.
And generally speaking, you don't want to force banks to undergo significant and costly changes during periods of time when credit is less available.
Judge says this week's downgrades are a sign that that period of time is going to last a while, even though this year's big, dramatic bank failures are likely behind us.
We've instead shifted to the mode of the turmoil that is more of a slow burn, where the various challenges that these banks are facing continue to persist.
That means regional banks will keep paying more interest to depositors and lending out less of their own deposits. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.